It's time to meet the Renfrew Wolves, sponsored by BEI. Today we head back to the Blue Line for a one-on-one chat with Leonard Jr. Jaffa, who actually had a small cup of coffee with the Renfrew Wolves 2 years ago, played two games, making his return as a full-time player this year. Leo, I'm curious, who was the person in your life that got you into hockey?
Honestly, it was because of my wonderful mom, right? We were watching playoff hockey when I was 5 years old. We were watching the Canadiens. And then I actually told her, I actually enjoy it. Can I play and everything? So she said yes and everything. So I started playing at 7, 2 years after, 2 years later. And that was history. The rest is history, yeah.
From there, your first taste of organizational hockey was AAA.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I played AAA for the most part of my hockey career. And then, like, a year before I joined the Wolves, I played prep school in Ontario, nearby Hawkesbury, yeah.
In a kind of a funny twist, you end up with the Renfrew Wolves first. You play a couple of games, you get traded into the QJHL with the Gatineau Flames, they send you to the Montreal Phoenix, and then after a year in the U.S., you're right back here where you first started junior. What is it about Renfrew that brought you back?
Honestly, I was just that, but me, it was always good, right? Like, I really enjoy the environment and everything that is in Renfrew. Not gonna lie, it's pretty different from Montreal, but I got used to it, so why not just shoot my shot back and coming back with the Wolves and have a good season, yeah.
Well, it seems like you've adapted to Renfrew pretty well.
Honestly, I'm a really easygoing person, right? I don't really pay attention to the environment at the long term, right? Of course, sometimes I miss Montreal, but I like it here too, so I don't really have a problem with moving.
Right on. Well, from there, let's talk about what you bring to the Wolves lineup. Because just by tail of the tape, you're probably one of the bigger players in the league, and you certainly don't shy away from the physical aspect of the game. I'm curious, from your own opinion, how do you describe your play style?
I got a lot of stool, I got a lot of intangibles, right? I could be really physical, and I could be able like to carry the puck, be two or three guys, and then make a pass, make a play. So that really, in my opinion, what could set me apart from the other defensemen like in the league or in like the other teams and everything. But
it's rather uncommon to find a pass-first player in the junior leagues. A lot of kids come into this level of play looking to shoot the puck a lot, and you prefer to distribute. Is that something that came naturally to you, or is that something you learned you were really good at along the way?
I'd say it's a bit of both, right? Natural, and also I'm used to watch a lot of hockey and also a lot of other sports like soccer, right? Soccer is a lot of tactics, passing and everything. So just find the open spaces when you don't have many room and everything, just to create more lanes and everything. Facilitate also the life of my teammates.
Well, let's take a look off the ice now. Is there a hobby that you do or just something you do to take care of yourself that kind of helps sustain you so you're ready to play?
Yeah. Obviously, like, I like to watch some hockey, but I like to do also other stuff like reading, meditate. I meditate sometimes. I feel like it's important just to reset and just like know what's important for you and everything. Just do other things than hockey. I play piano too. I used to play for 10 years. Now I'm kind of on and off, but I still play sometimes. I feel it's therapeutic too, so. But even now, like, I always enjoy music, right? I pay attention to the little details. I like to listen to every kind of music. So, yeah, just the melody and everything. I really love it, yeah.
You know, maybe I've just not been following the CCHL for long enough, but I don't think you hear a whole lot about meditation. Is that maybe a secret weapon for you? Something that keeps you focused and centered?
Yeah, maybe, right? Like, I won't say I don't think there's perfect recipe, but everyone has their routine, right? We have to respect it, but I just feel that if you could think about other things than hockey, sometimes you could play better, right? So